Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. Monday morning in delivery here. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you the Monday morning show. And oh, by the way, I'm broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, right here, as well as 93.7 FM. Now, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet, the satellite, and a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx, our UPS, as well as our Postal Service drivers hauling the bulk mail wherever it needs to go. And, of course, it goes for our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, we also give a special shout-out to our Amazon warehouse people as well as our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Gab. You can find us on Getter. You can find us on Truth Social, also on Twitter. We're all there as Captain's America, all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, we're going to go out to California. We're going to check in, find out what's going on out there with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
What's up out there? What's up? Hold on a minute. Okay, they're going back in. You know why?
Why is that?
Because it's below 50 degrees here.
It is below 50 degrees. Well, newsflash here, Captain, Southern California, we're below 50. We're at 47 degrees right now.
We're at 48, so that's cold enough for us. Thank you. Don't want any colder.
That's right.
Yeah, but we'll compare notes on the cold temperatures later this week, because this weekend we're going to dive down into the 30s, it looks like, for a couple nights.
Wow.
Daytime highs in the middle 50s.
Wow. Yep. Yep.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope that you get it too. Well, Kyle, I got to start with kind of a whacked-out story here. Once again, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, Elon Musk is in the news. Big time. Now, why is he in the news big time? Because apparently some people don't like the fact that he took over Twitter, and some podcaster challenged him and said he could do a better job running Twitter than Musk could. So Musk went back and said, okay, I'm going to put a poll out there. Should I step down or should I continue to run Twitter? And oh, by the way, if you want the job, you can be the first one up.
Yeah, this is very interesting. He also added to his tweet, Captain, where he's put out the poll out there. He said, I will abide by the results of this poll. So it's very simple. People simply click yes or no. And looks like just a few hours left in this poll, but this could be quite the earth-shattering. I guess the question is here, Captain, if you'd spend $44 billion on Twitter, would you simply step down in this fashion? It's a very strange thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had an incident happen here just a couple of hours ago or so with a commercial airliner with a bunch of people on board flying to Hawaii, and apparently they ran into some turbulence and threw some people out of their seats, and about a dozen of them were injured seriously enough they had to be taken to a hospital.
Yes, this is what we understand. We understand, I think, some 20 people got transferred for medical treatment. 11 of those were taken to emergency rooms, or rather 11 people on the plane, and I believe 20 others were transferred for medical treatment. So this is a developing story, yes.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens here, because they probably were in an area where they weren't supposed to have their seatbelts on. All of a sudden, boom, this happened. And then there was a gigantic wave somewhere that came ashore that injured some people. A big-time wave that came in that was not expected either.
Yes, I think just the other day there was a rogue wave or something that impacted a cruise ship. It eludes me which one it was at this time, but
right.
But you know, Captain, when you're on an airplane and you're not getting up to go do something or going to and from your seat, always have your seatbelt on, because you can hit turbulence or an air pocket, and things can start flying up to the ceiling. You don't want to be one of them, so keep your seatbelt on.
And the other big news is that Twitter is now banning linking any stories that you post on Twitter from Facebook or Instagram or several other rivals. I've got the whole list here, but they're banning it. You can't do it, or they will ban you from Twitter.
Yes, this is quite interesting as well. And again, after Musk took over, perhaps this is part of trying to make sure the brand is separated from others. So we'll see.
Okay. And we'll be right back with more folks here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from me, Santa!
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. And by the way, thank you very much for tuning in to The Captain's America, Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Now, I've been talking about Relief Factor for a long while. 9 years coming up on the first of the year. 9 years. And the reason I talk about it is because it works for me. If it didn't work for me, you wouldn't hear me saying anything about it. But I take it because of the natural ingredients that are in it. No drugs at all. 100% drug free. And the natural ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega 3, helps my body to block and go use its natural response to inflammation and swelling and pain by going right straight to the source of the problem. And I have multiple areas that bother me. Plus, when it gets cold, guess what? Arthritis. You heard it right. Arthritis. And I've got several different areas where arthritis is a problem, and this helps me with that. So if you want to find out more about the product, you can try the $19.95 3-week quick start. Going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. And you can thank me for it later. relieffactor.com/captain. And like Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Ta-da. Ta-da. You betcha. Well, anyway, the border is a mess right now, and the mayor of the Texas border city of El Paso has once again continued the declaration of a state of emergency, citing the hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets in cold temperatures and the thousands being apprehended every day. It's being estimated that there's anywhere from 1,200
to 2,000 a day coming across the border, being processed to some degree, and then being released.
Well, that's right, Captain. I mean, number one, this is an issue having to do with people coming across the border illegally, but also, so that's a national security issue in and of itself, but there's also a human issue here in terms of those cold temperatures and people being outside in the elements. And so I can't imagine that the Democrat Party elite think that this is a good thing, not just for America, but also for the people who are actually coming across the border in these conditions.
And you notice I said the word released.
Right.
Because once they process them, they turn them loose with an appearance date and say, this is when we're going to contact you. This is when you have to report to so-and-so and such. Good luck on that.
Well, that's right. And then once you're released, you're out into the big world. And once again, Captain, a part of this issue has to do with the people then live in the shadows. They're not going to, I think a large percentage of them are not going to show up for some kind of a hearing date. And so the problem gets perpetuated even more. But the Democrat Party elite would make us believe somehow that they love these people and they want to help them and all this kind of stuff and all this sort of altruistic verbiage. But it's not, because they're actually encouraging them to do something that doesn't help improve their lives.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's true, and it's just totally unexplainable. Okay, Title 42, this is going to make this worse. Title 42 and December the 21st are going to be a day of reckoning if somebody in Congress doesn't wake up soon. Biden just doesn't care. And nobody has a handle on this situation, and nobody's paying any attention to what's waiting over the horizon to come in once Title 42 goes away.
Well, that's exactly right. We're looking at a multiple increase of people coming across the border, and the message is out, and they understand. They realize that this is going away, and that the one of the last impediments to having a massive influx is Title 42 going away. And the Biden administration, of course, has worked long and hard to make this happen.
And then you've got the Internet and Section 230, which looks like there's going to be something put in about that because of all this Elon Musk stuff.
Well, right. I mean, and this is, it's interesting, Captain, because as soon as Elon Musk was able to take over Twitter, this has now become this major problem. And you have celebrities leaving Twitter saying it's now going to be a hotbed of misinformation and on it goes. Like it wasn't already. But if you walk out your front door, you're going to be subjected in some way, shape, or form to some kind of misinformation throughout the day. We used to call them snake oil salesmen or things like that. People would send off for things that never worked, these elixirs or whatever it might be. And so you have to be discerning. But certainly now that there's one of these platforms that is not directly under the control of the liberal media or liberal elites, they'll be increased scrutiny, shall we say, and then they'll justify it.
Well, we'll find out over the next few weeks, but I really believe there could be a move afoot as soon as this week, because they got till the 21st to do something about Title 42. And if not, I believe the Republican Congress is going to bring it back.
Well, right. I mean, this is going to be a battle extraordinaire on these kinds of things.
And Biden keeps saying to us, Kyle, that everything's fine. The border's under control. No, it's not.
No, it's not. They know that it's not. And this is one of the reasons why Biden or any other big officials, the vice president included, aren't going to go to the border anytime soon. But certainly they realize that something is terribly wrong with what's happening at the border.
And I heard a Democratic congresswoman yesterday in Texas on Fox News talking about all the Republicans that were parachuting in to the border to make it a point. Well, the majority of the people that are going to the border that are Republicans represent Texas. She didn't know that, and she made a fool out of herself by making that statement.
Well, but by bringing this to the fore, and if there is a new fight to bring back Title 42, it's going to give the public some very clear understanding, and I think some very clear choices about what it means to manage the border and to have some sort of common sense management of it. And the Democrats may not be able to hide from that quite as easily as simply having Biden not go to the border and then declare that, you know, there are other important things going on and this isn't an important problem. And nobody believes that.
Well, despite President Joe Biden's claims about building the economy of the future, whatever that means, most voters remain concerned about the economy, and they don't have much confidence in Biden's handling of the issue based on what he's done so far.
All we have to do, Captain, is look at what's happening out there with the holiday or Christmas shopping going on. I think a lot of people are pulling back. I had someone just tell me earlier today how, you know, it was their experience that a lot of people have pulled back in terms of spending exorbitantly on Christmas gifts and things of this nature because they have other expenses because of the inflation and how inflation is more than likely even underestimated, underreported at this time. So this is going to be a big deal. We're seeing it happen already, and certainly we're not building the economy of the future unless you want the economy of the future to be really, really bad.
Well, make no mistake about it. The Democrats are reportedly considering an amnesty for illegal immigrants, but the majority of the people across the country do not want this, and they believe it would only worsen the current border crisis.
And I do think, too, Captain, that many of the people who are in this country have come to this country. Maybe their ancestors immigrated here, and they're saying to themselves, "Wait a minute! You know, my forefathers, my family did it the right way, and now other people are going to simply get all the benefits and having skirted the law." And a lot of these people have come from different parts, from Mexico or other parts of South America. They don't agree with this, not in least tiny little bit.
No, and it's got to stop. And I think the Democrats know that because they're about to be out of power. And I'm telling you, as it stands right now, they'll be lucky to be elected some of these people to horseshoe salesmen if they don't knock this stuff off, because people are paying attention. They really are.
They certainly are.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more here, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Former Phoenix Suns and New York Knicks star Amari Stoudemire is facing a misdemeanor battery charge after he allegedly hit one of his teenage daughters in the face. Miami-Dade County court records show that Stoudemire, 40, was arrested early Sunday and later released on a $1,500 bond with a no-contact order issued. The Miami Herald, citing the police reports that Stoudemire struck one of his two teenage daughters during an argument at his Miami home Saturday night. The 6'10", 255-pound Stoudemire confronted the girl and accused her of being disrespectful to his mother during a phone call. When she denied it, he told her, "You're talking back again," and punched her in the jaw, leaving her bleeding, the report says. Avatar: The Way of Water is this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. James Cameron's sequel to his 2009 blockbuster earned $134 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Warren, and from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Now take it away, Captain.
Ho, ho, ho. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com, who is running to be the RNC chairperson. We'll see how that works out, because Donald Trump yesterday said, I like them both, namely Ronan McDaniel and Mike Lindell. So we'll see how that works out. He's not playing any favoritism here. But anyway, you still got time to get a hold of MyPillow.com, buy what you want, shop till you drop, and have it sent to you by Christmas. You still got time. As a matter of fact, you can have it overnighted to you as late as Wednesday night, midnight. So there you go. So all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Now, if you want to call somebody and place an order that way and talk to a real person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details on MyPillow and all the products they have to offer. And they got all kinds of specials on the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. So check them out. Remember, your promo code is going to be CAPTAIN. And give them a call at 800-641-5459 if you want to talk to a real live person. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we got our good friend on the telephone line from Colorado, and she's up there telling me it's colder than a well digger's butt, so we'll find out. Just how cold is it there, kiddo?
Yeah, well,
I don't know if it's colder than that, but I mean it's cold. But it's not like Antarctica or Alaska. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
But it's nice.
Okay.
I don't mind the cold weather. Don't mind the cold weather at all.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, first of all, you know, just talking about bringing up Trump and these digital trading cards and of course, the Hollywood elite and the Saturday Night Live was making fun of it and, you know, making fun of Trump and these cards. And as usual, Trump gets the last laugh because all these digital cards that he sold for $99 each sold out. So, I mean,
$10 million.
So, for a stunt, for a gimmick, Trump did great. I was checking it out. I said, well, let me check out these cards, see what it is. And of course, Saturday Night made a big hoo-hoo about it. Mm-hmm. But as usual, Trump gets the last laugh. Mm-hmm. And he made some great money off of it. And the thing is, talk about the illegal aliens invading this country. And talking about the Proposition 42, of course, what happened under the former president that was under Trump. And now it's supposed to be coming to an end this Wednesday. And it's true, all 50 states of this great country are border states. Because we have illegal aliens coming here in my state of Colorado.
And all of them.
So they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're coming in from Venezuela. And I'm thinking, Venezuela, isn't Venezuela supposed to be the utopia of Marxism, communism, and socialism?
Yep.
Especially from the Hollywood elite, like the Danny Glovers and the Michael Moores. And of course, and last time I checked, Michael Moore doesn't live in Venezuela. Michael Moore does not live in Cuba, but he lives in America talking that bull crap. So, I mean, if it's so great in these Marxist communist countries, and yet you got this upheaval going on in Latin America, like Peru and, you know, and all these other countries, because of the rampant corruption. I mean, the corruption is unbelievable, but yet these countries are supposed to represent the utopia of socialism. I mean, it's insanity. But yet we have this problem that, as an American citizen, I'm stuck paying the bill for. But anyway, I could go on and on this issue about illegal aliens coming in this country, especially coming from Latin America, where it's supposed to be all this Marxism, socialism, which is a total pile of dark side,
right,
donkey and rhino ass. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, the real Professor Politics, not Denise. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Goodbye.
All right, thank you. All right. What do you think?
Well, I think Aaron's on fire tonight.
And I do too.
Of course, because it is cold in Denver. I'm reading 18 degrees right now. So
without the wind,
darn cold. That's right. Well, but you know, it's interesting, Captain. Of course, you know, this idea of people coming from places that are supposed to be these utopias, like she's talking about. Of course, I think part of the expectation is that eventually our country is supposed to behave the same way as some of these other countries, and we're not going to let that happen anytime soon. But certainly, I think you have the far left that would love to do the same kinds of things to America that we've seen done to Venezuela.
Well, they kind of did it with this FTX corporation, and I'll tell you why. The Securities and Exchange Commission was obviously asleep at the wheel regarding the money that vanished from the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Now, yesterday I saw Congressman Pete Sessions on television, and as you heard the new FTX president say, it was a simple matter of fraud. And we need to look at what the Securities and Exchange Commission was doing at the time. How about this one? Nothing. Nothing. Thing. People were reporting irregularities. They were doing nothing. Now, why do you suppose that was, Kyle?
Well, you know, Captain, obviously, if people have this expectation that if they ever step out of line, that the SEC is going to be right on top of them. So, yes, why wouldn't they have done this? But, of course, we know that with FTX, there was a lot of money heading towards politicians.
He was given rock star status because he was giving so much money to so many politicians. It's estimated $40 million, maybe more. And he was left alone because of that. Meanwhile, he's now in custody and facing several big-time felony criminal charges, ranging from wire fraud to money laundering to conspiracy to commit fraud against the United States, along with violating campaign finance laws. Now, Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried, that's his name. He uses two names for his last name. You got to love that one. Women do that, by the way. You know that, right?
Well, some women hyphenate their last
name. Yeah, yeah, and he's doing it, too, so I guess he must have some feminine genes in him or something. But anyway, Bankman-Fried was one of the largest political donors last year, in particular to the Democrats. So I'm not surprised that they're kind of being a little bit quiet about this. There's a bunch of people that could go down with the ship for this.
Well, certainly. I think we've only seen the sort of the tip of the iceberg with this. But it's big money. It's big influence. And when it starts to affect how the watchdogs that we have set up for the American government, like the SEC, if that's affected in any way, shape, or form, the American people have every right to know about it, and it needs to be fixed.
Boy, does it. Boy, does it. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We get together every night, six nights a week at this time, and chat back and forth to you guys and gals out there all across the country. And Aaron in Colorado is just an example of one of the happy campers that we talk to on a regular basis, and you can too. All you got to do is dial 877-969-8600, or you can go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you will see right there on the home page a box where you can send us a message, and it will get to us here at the radio show. And as soon as we see it, it takes a few minutes to get here sometimes, but as soon as we see it, we'll try to address it as quickly as we can. And that's what we do here, right, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right. We love to get the messages, and we love to hear your voice when you call in as well. So that's right, 1-877-969-8600.
Or send us an email off to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It comes right straight to our computers right here. Well, I got about 45 seconds. I'll try to get through this. This past week, the JFK assassination files were once again supposed to be released. But the CIA vetoed the release of some of the files that it deemed just too dangerous to the military defense intelligence operations, law enforcement, and the conduct of foreign relations. Now, is this an admission of guilt, Kyle?
Well, you know, Captain, a lot of these things were not supposed to be released even for many, many years, even from now, since the 1960s. But it's always been, I think, as it was described, a riddle wrapped in an enigma, basically. This is something that, of course, it's hard to believe what the national security implications might be at this point, but certainly people want to know. I think the truth's out there somewhere. We may have even heard it, but it's so much noise.
Well, at the very least, it's a huge intelligence failure. We'll find out more about this as time progresses. Hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to tell you about the weather around the country. And it is cold, cold, cold up north. The wind chill factors are miserable. I'll tell you all about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. The police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Friday, we're dancing around the table. Hopping around on one leg anyway. I can just imagine. Kyle, are you bouncing around over there?
Yeah, no, I love that. That's Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, he gets it going with that one. He gets it going with that one. That's a great tune. All right, and what's it called? It's called Uptown Funk. So there you go. Yep. Now, I got to read this before I turn it over to you, because, folks, we got some miserable, really horrible weather in the northern part of the country. We'll get to that in a minute. It's going to be bad enough down here in the south where I'm at for a while, but this is really bad. A strong cold front will pass through and impact the northern part of the country, starting with Montana and Idaho, the northern part of Idaho, Washington State. Moving to the east, we're going to have temperatures that are going to be in the 40, 50, 60, and maybe even 70 below zero range with the wind chill factors. Now, this is serious stuff. This is life-threatening stuff. And if you're in a truck and you're going to North Dakota or South Dakota or Nebraska or Wyoming or Montana, you damn sure better be running 50-50 blend on your fuel and have all the fuel additive you can put in your tanks. And if you can throw 25 or 35 gallons of kerosene in there before you get up there, you'd be doing yourself a real favor, because you will freeze up in this kind of weather. It won't take a lot if your fuel's not 100% right. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to talk about these wind chill factors here in just a moment, because you're right, they are very, very significant. But right now we got an alert for our truckers coming through Northern California. If you're coming down Interstate 5, it's going to be south of Redding as you go through Sacramento down through Stockton. You've got a dense fog advisory going on there right now. This is also going to impact you if you're coming on I-80, west out of Auburn, heading towards Sacramento, and also if you're in the Bay Area, you've got a dense fog advisory tonight. Freeze warning for the rest of the Central Valley coming down Highway 99 or Interstate 5 all the way down to Bakersfield this morning, so you definitely want to be careful there. We do have lots of winter weather storm watches to tell you about. This is in northern Idaho, central Idaho as well, parts of Montana, but you're right, Captain, these wind chill factors are the real significant problem tonight. 50 to 60 below. If you're in eastern Wyoming, this is going to be starting at Cheyenne, moving all the way up to the Montana border. You still got wind chills up there. They're reading 25 to 45 below, but it's starting to become almost problematic, that cold, to simply deal with that. Then also, of course, also in northern Montana, we continue with those wind chill factors as well. Taking a quick look at where we've got some active snow falling right now, we do have it in northern Montana up on US Highway 2. This is up between Glasgow and Wolf Point, so you have snow coming across the road. Our friends in Missoula right now, looks like they've got snow north of them. Our friends in Stevensville down US Highway 93, definitely snow coming across the road right there. And more next hour, and stay tuned, and back to the Captain.
All right, well, let's start with North Dakota. Most of North Dakota, it's anywhere from 50 to 60 to 70 below zero with the wind. The further north you go, the colder it is. The winds are making it just absolutely miserable. They're overwhelmed, I've been told. Some of the truck stops up there thawing out trucks. Now, again, this is not a drill. This is the real deal, folks. Before you get west of Chicago, you need to have your fuel right, especially if you're going up into the northwest. And you're running I-94, you're running I-90, you're running I-84, you're running I-15 north of I-80. You got to have your fuel right. Before you get to Omaha, you got to have your fuel right. And if you don't, you're going to be in big trouble. Because I've frozen up out on the road before. It's no fun. It's no fun. Now, South Dakota, bingo. Nebraska, bingo. By the way, we have a winter storm watch up in Duluth, Minnesota, up for that area of Minnesota tonight. It is snowing up there. We also have got over on Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, a lake effect snow warning. Now, this is on top of the snow they already had, so they're adding misery to what they've already had there, and that's going to be interesting for the next couple of days or so while this lake effect snow machine kicks in. Okay, up in the northern part of Maine, Route 1, up to the Canadian border, winter storm warning. That's where the snow, for the most part, has gone right now from the big storm that came across that's up there. We also have winds and a gale warning all the way down to Connecticut tonight, all the way down to Connecticut. And we have a very cold warning, cold chill warning with a wind chill factor across the panhandle of Florida, going up into Valdosta, going over to Brunswick, Georgia, where tonight is just going to be a teaser for what's coming this weekend. Right now, we've got 49 degrees. It warmed up a degree or so from when I started the show. Clear skies. It's going to be cold here in Florida. But again, by morning, there'll be some cooler temperatures. And there's some 30s already up north of Tampa, up around Ocala. And further north, you've got some 30s up in there. Might have some 20s up in there as well. Frank Silvato will probably be telling us about that when he comes on in hour number four. But the weather sucks. So be careful and make sure you got your fuel right if you're running the north. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Flying J because they've got number one diesel.
They do, Captain, and you definitely want to check them out. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center nearest you so that you can get your fuel, you can get your supplies, and get the hot cup of coffee that's waiting for you. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think that you'll agree. Get something else to warm you up. They got great food options all over the place at Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Also, you want to join the My Rewards Plus app, and when you activate Push for Points, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. PilotFlyingJ.com. Drive on in and get warm.
Yeah, and you might want more than coffee. You might want all the hot stuff you can get, including some of that hot homemade soup they have in there. That's not a bad idea either. Or the chili. You'll find some really good chili there at the snack bar or inside at the restaurant. So there you go. All righty. We're headed to the break. Top of the hour news. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.